This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That number again, 855-450-3733. The statistics here that we're glossing over, because it's super in-depth, detailed study by Pew Research covering decades, going back from all the way back to 1958 to 2015. It's 14 pages, and when I say pages, I mean long pages that you have to scroll down and down and down. This is what I would call exhaustive. This particular study that basically, I mean, to summarize, if you can summarize something this detailed, is that people today, less so than ever, are against the government. More so, I guess, are against the government. People are more so frustrated and angry with the government, and specifically the federal government, I should say, than ever before, at least in the last several decades. It was as high, public trust in government was as high as 77%. In the late 1950s, early 60s, it then fell off over the next decade and a half pretty significantly, down to around 30 or so, 25%. It ballooned up a little bit during the 1980s, during the Reagan administration. It then spiked in 2001 and then immediately fell back down within the next year. And it's now down, and it has been down since 2007, below 25%, around 20%.
Yeah, the public's trust in government isn't reflected by a better economy, I can tell you that.
And I think this is good. I think it shows that people are slowly maybe learning about government and learning that government doesn't work. It doesn't work very well at all at what it does. I mean, it does work well if you're talking about, like, you know, giving money to politicians' friends and punishing their enemies.
It's an effective system for those that are rich and powerful. It's an incredibly effective system. It is, just think about it for a second, it's passed down to us from systems where the rich and powerful expressly used the government to control the rest of us. Yes, I know we've got democracy or republic or whatever term you want to use to describe what we have today, and it's supposed to be some giant leap forward, but what's the evidence? What's the evidence? Can you show me the poor politicians? Because I don't see any.
Yeah, it's a shame we can't compare these questions to what people would have said during King George. You know, what was their satisfaction with government back then?
Well, back then, I mean, it was still the rich guys, at the very least at that time, didn't make much money. Thomas Jefferson went into poverty, basically, during his trying to make the government better or whatever it was that he was doing. But, you know, this is an experiment. It's a step forward. The idea of a democratic vote, the winner takes all, constitution we have, the way things are set up as far as people who win. It was a trial and error thing, and I'd say that, you know, there's better systems for electing those that are in charge than the Constitution, but you're kind of stuck with it. It's impossible to change at this point, so people, they just keep on being more and more dissatisfied with it.
So another interesting question that they asked was whether Americans think that the government is run by a few big interests out for themselves or for the benefit of all people.
Mm.
And they show a chart that runs from 1964 through today. So this question has been asked for a long time. Today, about three-quarters of the public, 76%, say the federal government is, quote, run by a few big interests, unquote, while only 19% say the government is run for the benefit of all the people. The view has changed little over the past 5 years and is on par with views from the early 1990s. In fact, if you go all the way back, you actually have to go all the way back to the late 1960s to find more than 50% of people who believed that the government was run for the benefit of all people.
Wow.
In 1964, 64% of people thought that the government was run for the benefit of all people. By the year of approximately 1974, that was down to 25%.
Mm.
So in a period of a decade, it went from 64% to 25%, and that was, of course, you know, similar to the Vietnam or Vietnam era. And then the people who think that the government is there for the benefit of all people, sort of, it's wavered up and down over the years since 1974, but has never generally been higher than, you know, maybe at about 30%, except in 2001 when it spiked up.
I remember in 2001.
Spiked up to about 50%.
Do you remember the flags that people would put on their rear, on their windows?
The American flags?
Yeah, the American flags that people would put on their windows that would sort of flap in their cars. They were plastic and they'd...
These colors don't run.
Yeah, I had those on my car. I mean, that was... you know, that's what it felt like. I remember when those towers hit, you know, I was petrified, scared as I possibly could have been. And, well, yeah.
I got up and went to work. It was no big deal for me.
No, I went home from work. We worked at the same place.
So anyway, that's a fascinating study. There's even more here. We can, you know, we can dig in as far as we want. More Americans are now frustrated than angry at the government, but the supermajority of them are either frustrated or angry at the government.
One or the other.
Only about 18% of Americans are basically content, 57% frustrated, and 22% angry. But ultimately, the percentage of people that have been frustrated with government, at least since 1997, has stayed relatively the same. In 97, it was 56%. Today, it's 57%, so that's statistically insignificant. The only time when it changed was 2001, which was when 34% were frustrated and 53% were basically content. That's the only time in the last nearly two decades that more than 50% were content with what the government was doing. So the whole war thing does change people in an instant, but then when they start to pay attention to what's really going on and they find out, oh, we've been lied to again by this government.
This whole war thing doesn't work.
Yeah, well, the war thing doesn't work, but also the lies certainly didn't help them after the fact.
The, you know, we've read studies like this on the air. You know, the government's approval rating keeps going down, down, down. The only thing that's lower than that is Congress's approval rating. We actually read a poll at one point that said that Congress came in just above roaches. just below Nickelback, and just Nickelback's a band that apparently everybody loves to hate. I don't know that much about them.
I mean, they're not great, but they're not terrible.
I wouldn't put them near roaches, but apparently people do. It was like roaches at 4%, Congress at 5%, and Nickelback at 6%, if I remember.
I think people probably find Nickelback to be a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
I wonder,
they don't find Congress to be a guilty pleasure.
That's true. I wonder how many people
certainly don't find roaches to be a guilty pleasure.
How many people who say they hate Nickelback when they're alone in their car or in the, you know, when they hear Nickelback come on the radio, sing along with it?
I know I've heard the name, so I've probably heard some songs, but I couldn't tell you what a Nickelback song was.
So, speaking of Congress, Mark, when you actually break down people's problem with the government, because they were asked specifically to name in their own words the biggest problem with the federal government, 13% of them specifically mentioned Congress. That was the number one result. Well, the number one result was other, but of things that were categorizable, it was Congress that received 13% of Americans' wrath. And actually, of the Republicans, 10% said their biggest problem was Congress, and 17% of Democrats said their biggest problem was Congress. I guess because it's Republican Congress?
It's Republican Congress.
Why? In other related responses, the next level or the next one down was gridlock and no compromise. So this is actually an issue that that reveals that sometimes the frustrations that people have with government is because it's not doing enough in their mind.
Right? Absolutely. They want more done, and more gets done on a state level than gets done on the federal level, at least in recent history. So I get where they're coming from, but I'm happiest when the federal government and state governments are doing the least.
I agree.
I think that we need to fill in the gaps. Free people working within a free market provide better solutions overall than governments, which are they're coercive. They force people, no matter how great the program, they force people into it.
Most of the other ones, they don't really, you know, score above 5% or 6%, 3% on the various different problems with the government. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Coming up, what one Supreme Court justice says about homeschooling. It's not good.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. What is it that one Supreme Court justice has to say about your right to homeschool your children? Mark, you are going to tell us about that when we get a chance. Also, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We're on Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm or call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in February, the 19th through the 21st, in the Grand Hotel in Acapulco, it's going to be Anarchapulco, the second annual Anarchapulco. Mark, you had the pleasure of going to the first one.
It was awesome.
Last year, it is the world's first and largest anarcho-capitalist conference with big-name speakers like Jeffrey Tucker, Doug Casey, Adam Kokesh, Larkin Rose, Roger Veer, Lou Krudowski, Lauren Rumpler, Mark Victor, Barry Cooper, one of my favorites, Dana Martin, Judd Weiss, and many more. Vit Jedlicka from Liberland, Trace Mayer, Tone Vase, Jose Rodriguez, Bob Podolsky, many, 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 many speakers. And, of course, the people attending are also interesting to meet. We just don't know who they are yet.
I like Bob Podolsky's theories.
I don't know who he is.
He's a bit of a philosopher.
A liberty philosopher.
Yeah, I've had him on Edgington Post in the past.
Oh, and Jeff Berwick. But he's the guy who's organizing.
That's true.
So go to the website's not on here. Is it anarchapulco.com?
Anarchapulco.com.
Anarchapulco. Gotcha. Anarchapulco.com. Grab your tickets now for that. Let's go to Sean. He is on the line via Skype. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, sir.
Well, I don't make too much of that polling information, to tell you the truth.
Why is that?
Because, like, just noticing on, like, social media sites and different forums is, like, the reason people are mad is because it's not the, the concept of government. It's, like, that they want, they're not getting their goodies or whatever, like, or, like, they're feeling offended by something a certain branch of the government has done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, the left-wingers are mad that there's, some immigration thing going on with deportations. The right-wingers are mad, that they're not deporting more people or whatever, so.
Yeah, I think we did sort of acknowledge that. You're referring to this Pew study that is super in-depth. There's like 14 pages. I think I already put the link. If I haven't, I will put it again on our Facebook page for you to dig into it as deep as you want. And yes, there are people who are frustrated with government because they're not getting from government what they want. But on the other hand, when you look at statistics like people saying three-quarters of Americans, about 76%, saying that government is run by big interests out for themselves, that does show some level of understanding about, at the very least, the current status quo of government. Now, whether the 76%, how they break down as far as what they want to see happen or what they want to see change, then I think you'd see answers all over the map. Some people would probably say, well, just put my people in charge and then everything will be fine, while others may see that no matter what changes, you're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. But it's I see where you're coming from. It's hard to really know people's motivations behind their answers, but I think that some of those answers may be in here. I haven't taken the time to read these 14 pages. We're just sort of skimming and picking out things that pop out at us here.
Yeah, I'd like to read the whole thing. And you make a good point there, too. I think you're right that a lot of people do understand that, new leadership is rearranging the chairs and whatnot. But then these people, I think a lot of them run into a wall where, like, especially some of the, baby boomers that are, around that age, they run into a wall where they have like a Stockholm syndrome of they don't know any other, they can't comprehend any other way to have it without, a nice, strong federal government. So that's
sure. I'll give you that. Another thing, one of the biggest problem the government has is the way it's funded.
It's not popular. I've got a shirt that I got from gear.freetalklive.com. I don't believe that it's available right now at this moment.
Oh, really?
Over there. But it says, taxes are theft across the
front. Sold out, huh?
I'm going to try to get it back, but we'll see. We'll wow. see what's going on right now.
Cool. I mean, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, well, should have got it when you had the opportunity. Yep. anyway, it says, taxes are theft across the front. And that's a pretty bold statement. But I have had nothing but positive interactions with people surrounding that. They say, yeah, I hate taxes.
But wouldn't people be more likely to respond positively to a T-shirt rather than negatively?
I think they would.
Yeah. So the people who disagree are less likely to say, hey, I don't think that's true.
I think that you can get people to say prices are too high, too. I'm not claiming that people are, hyper-intelligent and spending a lot of time on things. I'm claiming that they dislike taxes.
No doubt.
Nobody likes them.
Most people don't.
Very few people think that the government, federal or otherwise, is an efficient organization, barring Noam Chomsky, apparently.
Yep, they actually addressed that in this study.
Yeah.
You know what, Sean, I'm looking through here, and I did find something that backs up what you're saying. Here's a question from Pew Research. Americans are split on whether government should do more to solve problems. So even though people are frustrated and angry with the government, they do disagree on what to do about it. 48% of Americans responded to the question and said that the government is doing too many things that are better left to businesses or individuals. So only 48%, while 47% said the government should do more to solve problems. Now, that's overall. Break it down by Republicans and those who lean Republican, and 71% of Republicans say that the government is doing too many things better left to businesses and individuals, while only 26% of Republicans say the government should do more to solve problems. And then it's basically reversed for Democrats, where 29% say the government is doing too many things better left to individuals and businesses, and 66% say the government should do more to solve problems. So there are definitely plenty of people.
What are they going to say when a Republican's in office in the White House? Because that's all that really matters is, but
good Democrats, question. They don't show you over time on that particular question.
Would Democrats really like to see the government solve the gay marriage problem under George Bush or solve the abortion problem under George Bush? I suspect the answer is no.
Sean, any other thoughts you want to share? Go for it.
No, those are interesting observations. And, yeah, like you're saying, is my man in office? It depends. Am I happy or not based on is my man in office? Like you see some memes come across Facebook where, conservative types put up something about blah, 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 blah. Don't you miss me, George W. Bush, whatever, So, I guess it is what it is.
No, I don't. I don't miss him a one bit.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Sean. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then when you break it down even further here, it does get a little bit more disappointing what some people have said in this study. Number three, heading number three here, which is views of government's performance and role in specific areas. So they got down and they broke down, how do you feel about the government's job performance on responding to natural disasters? Despite the botching of Hurricane Katrina, which was an absolute mess, there were 79% of people who said the government on net does a good job of responding to natural disasters, the federal government specifically, because, what the hell does the federal government do?
They declare it a, disaster area and send money. In some cases, they'll send FEMA to mess things up.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it was an absolute debacle after Hurricane Katrina.
It wasn't great after the hurricane that hit New York or whatever the flooding was. I can't remember the name of that.
If government's doing anything good, it's the local guys. It's the local police or, firemen who are the ones that are on the ground. And if anyone's getting helped by the government, it's certainly not the feds who are assisting them. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on this live Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One Supreme Court judge has weighed in on his opinions about homeschooling. Mark, I know you want to tell us about that. We'll get into it here. Also, I want to let you know about ProXPN. It is a virtual private network, and they encrypt your internet connection. And you can go and get it right now over at proxpn.com. Doesn't matter if you've got Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever your operating system, whatever device. Odds are good, ProXPN will work for you, which will protect you from prying and spying by your own internet service provider and by proxy anyone they want to give your data over to. So you stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com. Use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50, as in 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee, and ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. It's a great service, and you can go to proxpn.com now to get started. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. We go to the phones to the fun. Robert is listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what Robin Hood has been doing.
Yes, sir.
And I've heard on the local radio station, you know, somebody's called in, or there's been some talk about the city of Keene getting a kiosk set up. And if that happens, does that mean that's going to be the end of Robin Hood?
Kiosks would definitely kill Robin Hooding. For listeners that don't know what it is, Robin Hooding is the act of saving someone from getting a parking ticket by placing a coin in an expired meter prior to the parking enforcer being able to arrive at said meter and determine that it was expired and then issue a ticket. So saving people from getting parking tickets. And yes, if they were to install those kiosks, it would basically destroy the ability to Robin Hood, because Robin Hooding depends on the information, getting the information that a meter has expired.
Yeah.
And the way these kiosks work is they're so technologically advanced is that they basically communicate, the kiosk, probably through some sort of internet connection, communicates with a handheld receiver that the parking enforcer has. And I'm sure there's different variants of how this works, but this is my basic understanding of how some of them can work. So that way the parking enforcer can just look at their little readout and they can see, oh, there's five expired cars in this one lot. I'm just going to go hit those up. Boop, boop,
bing,
boop,
bing,
tick,
bing,
tick,
bing.
Tick. And so that does that. But I do have some good news for you, Robert, and that is that a few years ago there was an experiment with kiosks in Keene where they actually put them on the main street, and they took the time to uninstall about 20 of the meters, the actual classic coin-operated meters that you're used to seeing in the movies and things. They uninstalled about 20 of those and then put in two kiosks, or maybe it was one. Anyway, they put in one or two kiosks, and they actually had the code enforcer at the time standing there for 8 hours a day for like a week or two. And his job was to kind of hold people's hands through the process of, okay, here's how you use the kiosk, and, you know, here are the steps, here's what you need to do, and, you know, to explain it to people, basically.
Yeah, and Mr. and Mrs. Keene rebelled.
Yeah, the people of Keene, the average folks of Keene, gave so much negative feedback against these kiosks that the police chief actually admitted publicly that this was an unpopular thing to do, and he would not recommend it.
Did he say it was a mistake?
He might have actually used the term mistake. I don't know. I did blog about it when it happened at freekeen.com. So if you want to go back, I bet you if you search freekeen.com for kiosk, it'll probably bring that story up relatively quickly. Now, so that's the good news, is that the main install of kiosks throughout all of Keene, New Hampshire was prohibited at that point. However, the bad news is there has been a parking lot in Keene, one of the government lots, that for several weeks, if not months this year, they had actually redone the pavement of that lot, and they didn't put parking meters back in. So we were thinking, wow, this is a big win. They're just letting people park for free?
Bing, bing.
They haven't put the meters in. Well, now they've installed the kiosks in that particular lot. And this is one of the lots that in Keene, there's different rates for parking. So there's like the on Main Street parking is the highest rate per hour. And then these back lots are much cheaper. So people aren't going to get as upset about the kiosks going into this lot. It's not being done on a trial basis. There's no chance at this point that they're going to get pulled out. So basically, we probably just lost 100 or so of the 100 or so of the spaces to the kiosks. So that's bad. That's the bad news. But I guess on the other hand, it's not terrible, because it means that, you know, the parking or the Robin Hooders can just focus more on the other meters in town. So the kiosks have not been rolled out entirely, and from what I understand, there's not a plan in any future to do that. So that's the good news, Robert. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I mean, I think that it's been very effective, you know, because it's been going on for so long. It would be a shame that if, in fact, that they decided to go ahead and do the kiosk, is there something else that Robert has thought of, you know, maybe replacing that, maybe doing some other type of activity? Because, like I said, it would be a complete shame to lose it all completely.
I'm with you. Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. And by the way, we did discuss earlier this week, for those of you who missed it, there was a detailed discussion about, and I forget which night it was, maybe Monday night, I think, about Robin Hood of Keene and the court decision that came down last week that vindicated, yet again, the Robin Hooders' right to freedom of speech. You can go to freekeene.com, the full story I have posted.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are free to plug meters.
No. Mark, don't give legal advice. That is, you're free to plug meters in Keene, New Hampshire, and across New Hampshire. I'm not a lawyer. That's not legal advice, but I feel pretty safe in saying that. If you plug someone else's meter in New York City or some other cities, you could be arrested.
Really?
You didn't know that? I'm sure I've said that on the air on multiple occasions. In some places, and I don't know which cities this applies, so you'll have to check your local ordinances or whatever. It is a criminal act to plug someone else's meter on their behalf.
Mm.
Yeah. They're serious about parking in a lot of these places. And thankfully, in New Hampshire, they can't outlaw that at the town level. So I bet you the city of Keene would have loved to have made it illegal to feed someone else's meter, but they can't do it legally because New Hampshire is what's called a non-home rule state, or it's not a home rule state, meaning that the towns and cities in New Hampshire, they can only make laws, in theory at least, they can only make laws within certain parameters that are set by the state government. So if the state government hasn't authorized that kind of ordinance to be created, it can't legally be made. Now, to be fair, that hasn't prohibited towns from breaking that rule and going ahead and making things illegal that they're not supposed to. Like, for instance, here in Keene, they made it illegal to possess the synthetic drugs, the synthetic cannabis and things like that. They weren't legally allowed to do that. In fact, their attorney even said, the town attorney even said, yeah, basically, if this gets challenged in court, we're probably going to lose.
So who cares?
But they said, basically, F it, we're going to do it anyway. And they did. And then ultimately, I think the state outlawed it later. So now it's legit. But in the initial days, it wasn't. AW is in Bozeman, Montana. AW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I was just flipping around the internet there, and I seen something about ISIS is using Bitcoin to fund their operations because no one can get at it.
I bet they're also using cash, too.
Well, probably so. But what if you use Bitcoin for your parking meter problem out there?
I'm not sure how that would assist.
Well, like, you know, Apple Pay, you know, you can just wave your phone over it, and let's say you got so much Bitcoin on there.
Yeah, we don't want to give the city more options to help people pay the parking meters. I mean, the Liberty activists want the parking meters to go away.
Yeah,
and so bringing new systems on it would actually hurt us. In fact, the city brought in a system a few years ago called Park Mobile, and this has hurt the Robin Hooding efforts. Again, they're basically trying to do everything they can to affect Robin Hooding.
Sure.
And this Park Mobile thing is this sort of app that allows people to pay with a credit card for their space so they don't even have to feed the meter. So when we feed their expired meters, they never actually fed the meter in the first place.
That Bitcoin store about terrorists is, by the way, they've disproven that. It's a bunch of hokum, but it's out there. What's that?
If you were a terrorist group, would you want it?
Yeah, I would totally use Bitcoin. Thanks, AW. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3 A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you want to join us now. The toll-free number is 855-453. On this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the program, 855-450-3733. Mark, did you know that now our listeners can amp with Bitcoin?
Yes.
And I'm excited about this.
Yes.
This is a pretty big deal. It's been something people have been asking for basically since we got into Bitcoin on this show, so it's been asked for a few years. And it is now technically possible, thanks to Coinbase, to do subscription payments with Bitcoin. Now, you can also do the prepayment with Bitcoin as well. So maybe you don't want to do a subscription. Maybe you don't have Coinbase. You don't trust Coinbase. That's fine. You can still pay prepaid Bitcoin, so all up front for a certain number of months, through your own Bitcoin account. And most importantly, Bitcoiners are going to love this, you can do it anonymously. So you can send Bitcoin, because that's how Bitcoin can be used. If you do it right, you can send Bitcoin anonymously.
How do you get the benefits of the AMP program if you're anonymous?
Well, it's simple. You would sign up with a not-so-real email address.
I see.
And you can, you know, a throwaway email, as they call them. And then, you know, create whatever username you want.
Captain Fudgy Pants.
Go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with Bitcoin, and then you'll get an email with the AMP perks in it.
Okay.
So,
got it.
So as long as you have access to the throwaway email address, you'll get the data there.
Gotcha.
It would, if you throw the email address away, then it would make it hard for you to communicate with us for the in the future. Obviously, it won't get you into the AMP Facebook group. So it's an option for you to be anonymous, but you don't have. You can use your real email if you want to and still pay with Bitcoin.
Gotcha.
But one thing you don't have to do, whether you use your real email or not, is you do not have to give your address, your credit card information, your, you know, billing info. So billing info not required at all with Bitcoin. All,
so you mean I can't just drop by people's houses unexpectedly?
That's right. All that is required is that you pay. You pay the bill, and then you're good to go. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program allows us to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, more internet connections around the world, and into more satellite listeners' ears around the globe as well. So helping spread the message of liberty as far and as wide as possible, you can do it for $5 a month or Bitcoin equivalent over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And if you sign up, we've actually already had a couple of signups, so I'm really glad about that.
Awesome.
You are our guinea pigs to some extent. We've done testing, but you know, you never know until you finally flip.
It probably won't kill them. So, no big deal.
No, it's good. It's actually working pretty well. I haven't seen any bugs crop up on this yet. But, you know, I'm keeping an eye on it, so it's not like it's just some automated robot. It is actually watched by me. So I check in with it on a weekly basis to make sure everything's working correctly. And if something goes wrong, I will fix it. And if you notice something go wrong before I do, let me know. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username, lrn.fm. Let's go to Skype where Socrates is on the line in Nashua. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Are you familiar with the process of some towns in New Hampshire outsourcing the authority that takes care of the tickets to Massachusetts?
Are we talking about parking tickets?
Parking ticket meters. Let me give you my story real quick. This past July, I noticed that Hampton went away from, you know, the traditional meters and went to that pay station type thing where you put your card in or insert the cash. Well, I was about 7 minutes late getting back to my car, and I noticed the $45 ticket on my car.
Whoa!
Right, that's what I said. So what I did at the time was, I said, you know what? I'm just going to pay it. I'm going to pay the meter, just as if I didn't miss the 7 minutes. And I replied, and I sent an appeal in. I noticed when I was mailing the appeal, it was to a Massachusetts address.
Huh.
So I waited for a reply. Well, about a week later, they replied, and they said they denied the appeal, saying, "Sorry, you still have to pay the ticket." And I said, "Okay, well," I said, "I actually have evidence to prove that I paid another, paid more time. So I'd like to be able to produce this evidence in a court of law." And the Massachusetts Port Authority is who replied to me, and they forwarded my email to somebody in, I think it was Westboro, Massachusetts. And they said, "I'm sorry, unless you pay in the next 7 days, we're going to have to double your fine to $90.
Hmm.
So I said, "No, I actually would request that I be able to present my evidence in a court of law."
Yeah.
And then they never replied.
Interesting.
So do you have any idea whether you've got warrants on your car or what?
I checked. I re-registered my car. Everything seems to be clear. They actually just kind of didn't want to do anything, or I guess they might not have the authority to enforce the parking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
At least in Hampton, New Hampshire. I would kind of speculate that this might be going on in other towns in New Hampshire.
You said it was the Port Authority?
Yes. The email came from somebody that claimed they were with the Port Authority of Massachusetts. And I was like, "Well, that's peculiar.
I mean,
enforcing laws in New Hampshire?"
Yeah, I've heard of, like private companies being hired to do things like speeding tickets. We've heard about this, right? The speed cameras, or the Department of Transportation hires out a company to do their billing for them for people that run through the toll booths here in New Hampshire. I've seen that happen. My ex-girlfriend has notices coming still to this house from, like, New Jersey, where there's some private company that handles the toll billing for the Department of Transportation. So that does happen. But I've never heard of another government agency doing this. Do you think it's a private company calling themselves the Massachusetts Port Authority?
My own speculation, I assumed it had to be because I don't understand. Because I don't think there are any, besides the easy pass, as you mentioned, with the tolls, that I don't see how there's any communication between, you know, the Hampton, you know, parking police and Massachusetts Port Authority. But that's the title that they gave themselves when they replied to an email.
Fascinating. And, I'd be interested in learning more about that, like, you know, from where, which email domain this came from. Because there is a Massachusetts Port Authority that appears to be a government, you know, thing.
Sure, so. I'll give you some details on the Skype, on your schedule.
Yeah, send me those along later. Not that I, you know, don't have other things to be writing about. I've got a backlog of things I want to write about over at freekeen.com, but I think that's an interesting story. So basically, you demanded your right to a trial, and then they shut up and didn't respond to you further.
And it looks like everything went fine on it, but I hope it doesn't come back on you.
Well, in some towns, Mark, you can't re-register a car if there's outstanding tickets, and you said you were able to re-register.
Most of what parking tickets are about is bluster for them. There's, you know, some small percentage of people that just don't pay parking tickets. And then they spend an inordinate amount of money on equipment to go after those people and towing them and all this other stuff. They'd probably be better off just ignoring the scoff laws and getting them when they break the law again. But, they do what they want.
Now, this $45 ticket, that's a lot of money. Were you in some sort of unusual parking zone, or is it normally a $45 ticket in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire?
I mean, when I got a ticket about 8 years ago, I remember it being about maybe $15. I know Hampton police have always been pretty anal about, you know, ticketing quickly. But when I saw the $45 ticket, I was like, well, there's no way a reasonable person would say the toll rate of, I think it was $1.50 per hour, would translate, you know, to a $45 ticket for 7 minutes of unpaid time.
Yeah.
I was going to appeal it. Hmm. And so once they replied, and I noticed that the authority wasn't even coming from anyone that was inside of New Hampshire. I knew that there was nothing else I was going to do to be able to pay that fine. There was just no way.
Well, this is one of the things. I think there's a lesson here, and that is that to always demand your trial. Demand your day in court. If you're an activist, at least, you know, and you want to clog the system to some extent, this is a way to do it. And you got a good result out of this, at least thus far. Maybe there's something floating out there that's going to come back and bite you that we don't yet know about. When was the time frame of this? When did this happen?
This past July.
Okay, so it's been a little
while. You know what? It doesn't hurt to appeal because there's no downside of appealing a ticket.
Well,
right?
In New Hampshire, there's no downside. In other states, there may actually be court costs. You may have to pay the fine in advance. I've even heard rumor that in Manchester, they make you pay the fine in advance if you want to take it to court. So I don't know. You know, it's different rules in different places, but generally here in New Hampshire, there's no penalty for actually taking something to court. So I highly recommend that. And it looks like it worked out for you so far. Socrates, let us know if that changes. And thanks for your call tonight. And as we get more people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project...
Well, I wouldn't move just because parking ticketing is better in New Hampshire.
No, there's a lot of reasons to move here. In fact, there's 101 reasons to move. It's a great little hour-long documentary film. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's actually been out now for more than a year. It celebrated its first year last week.
It's a great, great movie.
It really is well done, and it's super persuasive. If you're still on the fence about the Free State Project, we're at 89% of our goal. And I think the 101 Reasons film is hopefully will be a big factor in getting us to 100%. Because it is very persuasive and it gives you 101 great reasons why liberty is already alive and well, at least more so than in other states here in New Hampshire. Tomorrow night, we'll see you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com and happy Thanksgiving.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency.
Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.